Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Chof Tes, and we are five lines from the top of daf Chof Tes Omer Aleph. So the Gemara and daf Chof Ches digressed and was discussing different things that back in the day were used as refuah. So these are Gemaras that are discussed at length in Perek Misha Achsoi, and a little bit more Pekitzer here in Perek Ein Mamidin on daf Chof Ches on the base. So the Gemara picks up with a little bit more on that note, and then we'll return to our regular program, which is sugyas dealing with Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Zok Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Hamak is Dam, if somebody bloodlets. So once upon a time, bloodletting was considered a very basic thing that people did for a fool. So if somebody's Mak is Dam, the understanding is he's going to be a little shvach. So Lo Yoichal, Chazal said he shouldn't eat Chagvash. What does that mean? It's an acronym. Rosh HaTevis, Lo Yichalof, he shouldn't drink milk. V'loy gvina, you shouldn't eat cheese. V'loy betzalim, no onions. V'loy shachlayim, and no cress. Im achal, let's say he did eat one of those things. Amr Abaya says he better move fast. He needs a refuah. Nice revias of the chala. He should take a revias of vinegar. And a revias of wine, and he should mix them together, and he could drink it. And when he goes to the bathroom, he should make sure that he goes to the eastern part of the city. The reason is because the reach that's going to come out after he goes to the bathroom is going to be very, very strong. So you want to go to a part of the city where the wind doesn't blow so strongly, so that it won't carry the reyach with it. So the eastern part of the city is the part of the city where it's assumed that the wind isn't so bad. As a result, that's the place that you're supposed to go. I'm Reb Shua ben Levi. Reb Shua ben Levi said, "My lin avankali b'Shabbos." You're allowed to straighten the avankali of a person on Shabbos. Refuah, ordinarily, on Shabbos is aser. It's in Shin Chav Ches, in Arachayim. Refuah b'Shabbos is aser. So a person's not allowed to do something for refuah. The reason is because back in the day, in order to have medication, there was herbs that needed to be ground. Thus, Chachamu were worried that if a person would take this medication on Shabbos, he would come to grind them. Gzeri mishum toichei, mishum shchika samamonim. That's the reason that refuah b'Shabbos is also. Obviously, if it's a question of pekuach nefesh, then you could do anything. But we're talking where we're not dealing with a chayla she'esh by sakana. By the way, we're going to come to these sugyas later in the parak. So we're dealing with a chayla she'esh by sakana. Ordinarily, tzarchei refuah also b'Shabbos. But there are certain things you're allowed to do. And I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said one of those things are you're allowed to be maila, you can straighten the avankali on Shabbos. My avankali, Amr Abba said, is stumka de liba. This is the muscle that supports the heart. Maya susa, what is the refuah that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said you're allowed to take on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, maisi kamuna karvaya. You take a little bit of cumin, vininya, and mint. Va'agdona v'tzisri v'avadata. These are other types of herbs. You mix them together. And that's the refuah for this, says the Gemara, liliba, in the event that you're using it to be maila, the avankali. That's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi was referring to. So you would take the aforementioned things, and you would mix it bechamra with wine. The simonich, and a good way to remember that is v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. You have a pasuk that mentions yay, you have a pasuk that mentions levav, the heart. So if you're taking this medication, this concoction for your heart, you mix it with yayin. Lerucha, if somebody's doing because he's having a hard time breathing, the maya. Don't mix it with wine. Mix it with water. V'simanich, a good way to remember that. V'ruach elokim merachev es al pnei amayim. So v'ruach, that's this condition where a person has a hard time breathing. Some say it's asthma. It mentions mayim. So you say ruach amayim come together. And finally, lekuda, if the person that's taking this is a woman who's having a difficult time with her childbirth, b'shichra, she should mix it with beer. V'simanich, and a good way to remember that is v'kada al shichma. So this is not perfect. Kada over here means a jug. We're using it as a pun, referring to kuda. That's a woman that's giving birth. It doesn't say shichra, it says shichma, but it's close enough. So the bottom line is that you take these different herbs, you mix them together, but you need some liquid. What's the liquid? It depends. If you're doing it for your heart, wine. If you're doing it for rucha, you're having a hard time breathing, water. And if it's a woman giving birth, then you should mix it together with beer. When he would use it, so he would mix them all together. After he mixed it and he grinded them together, he put his hand in all five fingers, he would take out a fistful of the shasile and he would drink it with the liquid that the Gemara mentioned earlier, supposed to have. Rav Ashi did it a little bit differently. He would grind each one separately. The shakel malay etzpe rabasi, malay etzpe zutrasi. He wouldn't take all five fingers, put them inside this mixture and take it, but he would take his thumb and his middle finger and the little bit that comes in between them. That's how much he would take, add it to the liquid, the wine, the water, and the beer, respectively. And that was the refuah. Rav Papa said, I've tried everything, and it didn't work. And then I met an Arab, a merchant. And he told me as follows. This is what you're supposed to do. You have to take a brand new jug. You have to fill it with water. And take a spoonful of honey. The talibay kuchvi that was left under the stars, and not just any honey, but honey that was left out overnight. Ulamacher ishti, drink it the next day. The papa said, "Of the hachi, I did this, the itzai, and I had a refuah." Tanu rabbanon, another brisa meinyan leinyan. Shishadvar merapin eschayli mechayli. There are six things that can cure a person from eschayli. Urefuas and refuah. And this is not just a temporary thing. This is actually something that works. Ve'eluhein kruv, cabbage, trodin are beets, meisisin yevesha. Water of dry pennyroyal, that's what the article says. The keba, that's the stomach of an animal. The heris is the womb of an animal. The yeseris hakovit is the diaphragm of the animal. Yeshayim some say afdogim ktanim, small fish. By the way, small fish is tamazoy good. Shadogim ktanim mafrum marba kogubish aladam. It gives a person koiches to be mafrum marba. Sheyifru v'yirbu kedogim. So fish in general is a good thing. So we mentioned six things that are good lurafuah. There are 10 things that can cause a person to become sick if he had been previously sick. So we're talking about someone that was a chayla. He's on the rebound. He's getting better. These 10 things are machzir and esachol lechol yoy. It can make a person go backwards. The chol yoy kosh. And not just that, he's going to end up worse than he had been previously. Eluhay. Ha'ichol b'sar shor shumin. Rashi says this means two things. Number one, a person's eating the basar of a shor. So basar of a shor is not good for a chayla. Or if somebody eats any basar, shumin, fatty meat. Basar tzoli is roasted meat. Basar tziparayim. Ubeitzo tzluya, roasted egg. V'shachalayim is cress. V'teglachas, to shave. U'merchats, to go to a bathhouse. U'gvina, cheese. Kaved is liver. V'yeshayim, some say afagoyzim, nuts. V'yeshayim, some say afkishun, cucumbers. Tanet ve'gab yishmol. Lama nikrashman kishun. We had this earlier in the Masechta. V'yeshayim, kosher l'chogu v'shalodim kecharavos. Cucumbers are kosher. They're takahar. They're shver. They're so shver. They're like swords. So these are 10 things that a chayla is supposed to stay away from. It's interesting. This gemara right here is also gemara Masechta's brachas daf mem dalid, and it's gemara Masechta's brachas daf nun zayin omid beis. I saw in the Megadim Chadoshim in brachas nun zayin, he has a little bit of an arichos. How come the Piskim don't bring this? You have a braisa where the Chachamim felt that if somebody's a chayla, he should stay away from certain things. So he wants to know why you don't find anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, and the Piskim that this should be brought. So he's a tremendous, tremendous bucky, is the Megadim Chadoshim. So Derech Pilpul, he has a few Mar Mekoymis where literally B'derech Agav, you see Poiskim were in tune to this, and where necessary they actually mentioned it. He brings two places where Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it. Once in Meirik Tzia, another place in Sidur Yavetz. I'll just read to you his Lashon. In Meirik Tzia, Tzimin Reish Samach, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that we know that people shave on Erev Shabbos. Take your haircut if don't shave, but people, there's an Indian to be mestaper on Erev Shabbos. You do it with Kovet Shabbos, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Umishu chola shateva, somebody that's weak, v'hu nasoi, he's married, sheyeshli l'kayim mitzvahs oina, lo yestaper b'Erev Shabbos, v'pnei she teglachas machsheles, machleshes, because teglachas weakens a person. K'ditz b'gemara brachas, it's also gemara nabay dezara. Teglachas was one of the 10 things that were mentioned, is machzir nesachol l'cholya. If somebody is weak and he wants to get stronger, there's certain things you should do, and then there's certain things you shouldn't do. One of them is teglachas. So he says, Erev Shabbos, someone that's cholosh, and he's nasui, v'yesh le'mekayim mitzvah soina, he shouldn't do that. And Sidur Yavetz, and his hanhogas of Erev Shabbos, it's oischav, he says, rechitza b'chamim b'Erev Shabbos mitzvah. But he says, a person shouldn't enter a Beis HaMerchitz. So to wash yourself, Erev Shabbos, of course. But to enter a Beis HaMerchitz, I don't know if that means mikvah, but to enter a Beis HaMerchitz, a person should not go on Erev Shabbos. Because Rechitz is another one of the things, Merchitz, that were mentioned as something that's machzer as a choylo l'choylo. It's recommended in two places, actually. He doesn't bring it like a sif cotton in Shulchan Aruch, but he does reference this idea. So this braisa is something that maybe on some level has a little bit of shaychis to halacha. Either way, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph mentioned another halacha, a final halacha, that discusses different hanhogos that a person has to be careful from dealing with in Oved Avodah Zarah. Mishnah said, "Ve'ein mistapri mehen b'chol mochen." Divir Ameir. Ameir says a person is not allowed to go to a barber that's an Oved Avodah Zarah. We're dealing with a pagan. A person is not allowed to go to a barber that's an Oved Avodah Zarah. Chachamim say it depends. B'shus harabim buter. B'shus harabim, it's okay. B'noivah b'natzmoy, then already it's going to be awesome. What's the difference? B'shus harabim, the assumption is you have nothing to worry about, right? Why do a mayor say that you're not allowed to be mistapru from an Oved Avodah Zarah? There's an element of sakana. So b'shus harabim, there's an element of sakana. I mean, B'shus HaYochid is an element of Sakana, but B'shus HaRabim, there's people there anyways, so you don't have to be afraid that maybe the Oved Avodah Zarah is going to do something dangerous. Over there, you have nothing to worry about. Zokta Gemara, Tanu Rabbanu, Yisrael, I'm going to stop him, maybe Kechavim, or Yisrael, that is being shaved by Oved Kechavim, Raya B'mara. He's allowed to use a mirror. We're going to see, Tosfos is going to bring you your Yerushalmi. That's Medayik from this Gemara, that it's Mashma. Otherwise, you're not allowed to look in a mirror. We're dealing dafka with Yisrael. Hamistaper me'ovid kechavim. This person is Raya B'mar. V'ovid kechavim hamistaper b'Yisrael. What if it's in the reverse? What if it's the ovid kechavim that's sitting on the barber chair, and it's the Yisrael, he's the barber, Kiva Chagia, the blue risa, he also has a Shulchan Aruch that he needs to be worried about. When it comes to the blue risa, so that's that little bit of here that the Ovid Avodah Zarah used to live in the back of their head. Shemit es yodai. Can't make that really nice. Tomorrow's going to explain. But you have to be careful not to get too close to the bluris, because the bluris had shaychis to Avodah Zarah, and as a result, you have to stay away from that. Says the Gemara, the Braisa said, what are we talking about? If it's in Rishus HaRabim, why does he need a mirror for? The Mishnah said that in a Rishus HaRabim, you're always allowed to be mistapur from an Oved Avodah Zarah. And if he's in a Rishus HaYochid, how's the mirror? What in the world is the mirror accomplishing? If you're a Rishus HaRabim, there's no issues. Elamai, you're in a Rishus HaYochid, so you're worried that the Oved Avodah Zarah is going to kill you. So if you have a mirror, right, that's going to help. So the Gemara loyim b'shus hayochid. The kiven ikamara. The Gemara gives a surprising answer. Mischazi kadam chashev. Who looks in a mirror? An adam chashev, a regular person. He doesn't care what he looks like. An adam chashev, a person of prominence. So he wants to look good. So that's the type of person that looks in a mirror. So if you're gonna request to look in the mirror, the Oved Kechavim is going to think you're important, and you know important people, he's going to be afraid to start up with you. That's the idea of using a mirror. It's a shmira, so to speak, from the Oved Avodah Zarah. Zokta Gemara, Rabchana Bar Bizna, have a mistapim Oved Kechavim. Rabchana Bar Bizna, the Amora, was once taking a haircut, and the barber was an Oved Avodah Zarah, and he was doing it b'shvili de nahardo. Amalei. So as the barber is cutting Rav Chana Bar Bizna here, he tells him, Yoi kuyech lezuga. You know, your throat looks like it would look very good if my razor went and slit it. Amar, so Rav Chana Bar Bizna said, Tesi li da'avri adir ameir. I deserve this because I was avir ameir. Meaning, he felt that the Chachamim Shita, that you're allowed to take a haircut for Shus HaRabim, he wasn't violating because he was b'shvili the dinar da, as the Gemara is about to say. But Rameir said a person is never allowed to be mistaper from an Oved Avodah Zarah. So he said, I deserve the fact that you're talking to me this way and that right now I'm vulnerable. I'm in a matzav of sakana. Why? The Avri Ad Rameir. The Gemara says, Vadrabanu lo yavar, l'chur shvili dinar da. So we were never there. But the Gemara says, wasn't Rosh Shus HaRabim. If it wasn't Rosh Shus HaRabim, l'chur, even according to the Chachamim, it would have been an issue. Zok the Gemara, Eimad Amar Rabbanon, Rosh Shus HaRabim, right? Rosh Shus HaYochin Miyomer. Who savar, says the Gemara, shvili dinar da, kimi the shchichi rabim, Rosh Shus HaRabim dami. Meaning Rav Chana Bar Bizna knew that shvili dinar da wasn't a Rosh Shus HaRabim. So maybe in Hilchas Shabbos, you want to know if it had a din of a Rosh Shus HaRabim. No, you could put an Erev there maybe. But he held that the definition of Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, as it relates to this halach is, are there people there? Is it Shchichi Rabim or is it Loi Shchichi Rabim? We don't care so much if it's Tez Zayin Amis Y, then it's Mikurim Mibez Adstadim. That's not the point. We're not learning Mesach Tezerev and Mesach Tezshabbos. We're learning Hilchas Avodah Zarah. And Hilchas Avodah Zarah, being the Shchichi Rabim, he didn't feel he was being over Al Divrei Chachamim. What he felt he was over was Al Divrei Rab Meir, and that was what he said, Kedai Rab Meir, that I deserve. Maybe I should have been a little bit more careful. One final Gemara. Yisrael, and if you get Chavim, who is sitting in the barber chair, and it's the Yisrael that is shaving him, he also has to be careful. When it comes to the Bluris, he has to be shaven, he has to withdraw. He can't touch the Bluris. Vekama, how far away does he have to stay from the Bluris? Amra Malkia, Amra Vada Barahava, Shalish Etzbois, three Etzbois, Lechol Ruach, each side. Amra Avchinni, Nabreid Rav Iko, Shvud Shvachais Vegumais, Rab Malkiyoy, Bluris, Ephraim Miklo, Vigvina, Rab Malkiyoy. So there were two Amayram in Shas that had very similar names. One's name was Rab Malkiyoy, the other one's name was Rab Malkiyoy. We had this very recently. Makis Tafchof Aleph Amid Aleph, if you look in the Maseres HaShas. And people used to confuse them. So Rav Chanina Breid Ravika said that if you want to remember which halachis Rav Malkiyoy said, and which halachis Rav Malkiyoy said, so he said, Shvud, Shvachis, Vegumais, the halachis related to Shvud, Shvachis, and Gumais, that was Rav Malkiyoy. Bluris, that's our Gemara right here. Ephraim Miklo, Vigvina, that was Rav Malkiyoy. Rav Papa said, I had a little bit differently. My Messiah is, Masnisin, Umasnisa, the halachis that are related to a Mishnah and a Braisa, Rav Malkiyoy. Shmaitza, the halachis that were said with regards to something that an Amira said, Rav Malkiyoy, the Simon, and Rav Papa said a good way to remember is Masnisa Malkasa, the Brisa's queen. King, queen, the point is that you think of a Mishnah and a Brisa, that's their king, right? A Meir can argue with a Mishnah and a Brisa, so that Rav Malkiyoy is Loshin Nekeva, Malkasa, as in Masnisa. My Benayu is there a nafkemina between the way Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika had it and the way Rav Papa had it. So the Gemara says there's one nafkemina. Ika Benayu Shvachas. Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika had Shvachas as Rav Malkiyoy. Shvud Shvachas Gumais was Rav Malkiyoy. But Shvachas is really a halacha in a Braisa. Thus, according to Rav Papa, that said Mishnah and Braisa, that's Masnisa Malkasa Nekeva. That's Rav Malkiyoy. So according to him, it wouldn't be Rav Malkiyoy. According to him, it would be Rav Malkiyoy. Believe it or not, this concludes the first part of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. So the first part of Masechtas Avodah Zarah ends right here. We're going to see soon the next Mishnah on the top of Chavtes on the base is going to start really a whole nother sugya, a sugya that's going to take us pretty much to the end of the Masechta. It's just as fast and just as geschmack as the first part of the Masechta, albeit different. The halachas of Yayin Nesach, the halachas of Paspalter, the halachas of Cholav Akum, Gvinos Akum, Cholav Stam. So we're going to get into some real interesting Gemaras and Rishonim and Poiskin and Halacha Lamaisa and controversy. V'chuli v'chuli. That's really the second part of the Masechta. But before we see the next Mishnah, just one Ha'ara. So the Gemara over here said that it's Aser to be Mestaper from an Oved Avodah Zarah. The reason is because the Oved Avodah Zarah is Choshen and Shvichas Damim. Meaning it's Choshen and Shvichas Damim. You're putting yourself in a vulnerable situation where he could potentially harm you, and as a result, you have to be careful. Stating that, a machlokes Rav Meir in the Chachamim. According to Rav Meir, it's always Aser. According to the Chachamim, it's only Aser in Rishus HaYochid. But in Rishus HaRabim, it's not going to be Aser. Because in Rishus HaRabim, the Shchichi Rabim, people are there. And like the Gemara said, it doesn't mean in Rishus HaRabim the way you would define it in Hilchas Shabbos. It means if the Shchichi Rabim Shvili Din Ahardo, Rav Chana Bar Biza in the Gemara thought was also a Rishus HaRabim. As long as there's people there, there's people that are coming and going, the Oved Avodah Zarah is going to be afraid. He's mirsas. As long as he's afraid, that's enough that you don't have to be worried. The Gemara said, what if somebody is being shaved by an Oved Avodah Zarah? Is there an Eitzah? Gemara said, there's an Eitzah. Raya b'mara. If you look in a mirror, the Oved Avodah Zarah is going to think you're Adam Chashev. If he thinks you're Adam Chashev, he's going to be afraid to start up with you. You know people. It's not a good idea. In that case, you have nothing to be worried about. Tosfos Dibra Maskel Hamestaper Me Oved Pechavim Raya B'Mara. So Tosfos brings a Tosefta, and he says it's also a Yerushalmi that says Yisrael Hamestaper Me Oved Pechavim Raya B'Mara Min Ha Raya B'Mara Min Hakuti. If the Yisrael is being Mestaper from a Kuti, however, ain't Raya B'Mara. Then he's not allowed to Pirish Lefisha Einam Chashudin Al Shvichas Dam. Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi and a Tosefta that says that this that the Gemara said, that if somebody is mistaper from an Oved Kechavim, he could be Raya B'Mara. It's really a Chiddush.
Because ordinarily, you're not allowed to be Roya B'mara. In fact, if you're being Mestaper, even from a Kuti, who's always questionable where he stands, do we look at him like a Yid? Do we look at him as a guy? But Kuti mafushon achashon achvichas davim. So even a Kuti, certainly if your barber's a Yid, you're not allowed to be B'mara. It's not a Hefkevel. You can't just be Roya B'mara. It's just Dafka over here. If a person finds himself in a situation where Yisrael ha-Mestaper moivik echavim, over here there's a halacha that he could be Roya B'mara. It's funny, my son Naftali just told me that his Rebbe asked the boys a riddle. When do you what's a case where you're not allowed to do two things you're not allowed to do, but if you do them together, it becomes mukhar. So I can't do A and I can't do B. But if I do A and B together, then it's mutter. This was the answer. You're not allowed to be mestaper from an oivik echavim. You're not allowed to look in a mara. But if you be mestaper from an oivik echavim, then you are allowed to look in a mara. But either way, that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, a gaval yechidosh lalacha. So says, what's the reason? Venira, I think, says Tosfos, ke'atam, mishum, is a pasik, the parashas kiseitze, we all know the pasik, lo yia kli gever al isha, who looks in mirrors? Women look in mirrors. If a man's going to look in a mirror, he's doing something that's minig hanoshin. It's included in the loisaseh of a loyil bashgever simlas isha. Says tois could be it's awesome in the uraisa. That's why a person's not allowed to look in a mara. If there's a shayla, pakoach nefesh, of course you're looking at mar. But ordinarily, even a kuti is being mistaper. The halacha is a person is not allowed to look in a mar. This halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in two places. It's in Yerideya Simen Kuf Nun Vav, and it's in Yerideya Simen Kuf Pei Beis. The Mechaber says, also the ish lehistaka b'mara. It's also for a person to look in a mirror. Mishum lo yil bashgever. Elim came mishum refuah. Unless he's doing it mishum refuah, ki goyin shechoshesh be'enav. He has an issue with his teeth. So he has to look in the mirror to see what's going on. Oish misaper atzmoi, or he's giving himself a haircut. Oish im mistaper mi oivik echavim be'enoy le'enoy. Ukedei lirois adam chashem muta lirois b'mara. Zok d'ramav yesh oimrim had also lirois b'mara. This that we say in a little look in a mirror. Haynu dafke b'makom dein derech lirois b'mara. That's only true if you're in a place where the minig is not to look in a mirror, unless you're a woman. The ispe mishum lo yubashkev. Then you can have an isla yubashkev. But if you're in a place or a time where even men look in the mirror, says the Ramah, mutter, it's going to be mutter. And then the Ramah says, v'afil b'makom shenagu lahachmer, even a person who lives in a place where men don't look in mirrors, but lirafua, is certainly going to be mutter. Oy, says the Ramah, even if he's doing it lahasrak some mipanov, because he wants to wipe a stain off his face. Oy, nutzais me roishai. So this is old school. He has a feather in his head, in his ear. But the bottom line is v'chei nagu v'ayin v'chaman simen kuf bebez. So the Mechaber brings this halacha. The makar to this halacha is this Tosefta, this Yerushalmi that Tosefta brings. Our Gemara, Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph. That you see from this sugya that ordinarily would be also to look in a mara. It's a special heter b'kahai gavna that it's going to be okay. But ordinarily it's something that's going to be also. Stating that, Ramah issues a tremendous kula. He says that the only time it's aser is if it's only derech hanoshim to do it. But what if it's also derech ha'anoshim? B'chai gavna, it's going to be okay. Now, what's the makar to this Ramah? It's the Ran in our Gemara right here. The Ran speaks it out before. The Ran says that even though it's muchach from the Tosefta and it's muchach from the Yerushalmi, that ordinarily it's also to look in a mara. That's hocha b'mayaskinam, where it was only derech ha'noshim to do that. And vice versa, once upon a time, a man didn't look in the mirror. But if the derech ha'noshim would be to look in the mirror, it would be okay. In other words, the Ramah is paskining the Ran's kula, and that is the halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's here in Simen Kuf Nun Vav. It's in Yerideya Simen Kuf Pei Beis as well. Where it gets a little interesting is, how do you define minig ha'noshim? And Reb Kvega has a suffix. Reb Kvega says, the Prisha said, that the definition of minig ha'noshim is, look at most people, not Yidden per se, but right now, what's the minhag ha'olam? Do men look in mirrors? And of course the answer is yes. And being that the answer is yes, so you have nothing to worry about. Is that what the Ran meant? Is that what the Ramah means? And Hazayi Zokta Prisha, Oye Shleim Reb Kvega says he found somewhere, maybe a little bit of a different shot. We don't care what the Gentiles do. That's not what we're focusing on. We care what Yidden do. And if that's the case, what the Ran means to say is something completely different. That really it's awesome. But if everyone does it, ki'ilu ein moichin. So ordinarily, it's something that should be aser. But if the minhag ha'noshim, we mean the Yisraelim is to do it. So ordinarily, if the minhag ha'noshim is to speak lashon hara, so you give shmuzin on shmiras halashim. Over here, you're not going to do that. Over here, if the minhag ha'noshim is to do it, you're going to let it fly. I think the pashas and the poiskim is the first pshat, but again, ask your local rabbi. But either way, that's what Reb Kiveger brings, a little bit of a suffix in terms of what the definition is as it relates to Minhag HaNashim. It's interesting, in Yerideya Simen Kuf Pei Beis, and that is Hilchis Lo Yubash Gever, Sifkot Nalef, says the Mechaber, HaMavir Sar Beis HaShechi U Beis HaErva, Afilu B'Misperayin Ke'en Tar Makinoy Se Makas Mardis. It's Osir Midrabanan, it's Makinoy Se Makas Mardis, for a man to shave the hair under his arms or his hair by his Makim Erva. Says the Mechaber, B'Nedvar Mamurim, when is it true that Makinoy Se Makas Mardis, that's the Makim Shem Avir Noy Se Elonosh, that's if only women do it. Therefore, we give a man who does it makas mardos. But let's say a person lives in a place where even men shave those hairs. In hever, if he shaved, ain't makinoisai. Over there, we're not going to be makin. Sounds like from the Mechaber, it's going to be aser, even if it's the minigo anashim, but ain't makin. Zokter amma, lishita soy in simen kuf nun vav. No, in that case, hago afilo lekatchilo shari. Even if katchilo, it's going to be mutter. And then the Rama adds, rak hachaverim nimnim bekol makin. But the chaverim, the choshva people, they're makbid, even where it's the minigo anashim. Zokter kiveg. And all the places can pretty much speak this out, that even though the Rama didn't say it in simen kuf nun vav when he was talking about looking in a mirror, he just said that if the minig how anoshim is to look in a mirror, you have nothing to worry about. But this caveat of raka chaverim nimnon bekol makim is true in simen kuf nun vav as well. And the emphasis is that the makar to this raka chaverim nimnon bekol makim is the same exact ran. It's the ran that the Rama was essentially quoting in simen kuf nun vav. It comes from that ran. The context is that Yerushalmi, that Tosefta, bring that the Chachamim were matter for base Rebbe Gamliel, being that they were in the Nesiim, to look in a mirror. They were matter for base to look in the mirror. Which, by the way, Taisra says, again, this is a right that ordinarily not allowed to look in a mirror. Zok, the Ran, it's Yitachin that it could be the minig at that time was for Anoshim to look in a mirror. If that's the case, why'd they have to be matter for Shitasi base Rebbe Gamliel? Zok, the Ran, because the Chaverim were Nimnim B'chal Maklin, and base Rebbe Gamliel were Chaverim. Therefore, it was a special kula that even though they're Chaverim, it's going to be mutter. But the bottom line is, it's Ramah L'Shitasi, that Ramah says if the minig Anoshim is to do this, you have nothing to worry about. Narvas, the chaverim, they're going to be machmer. He says it here in Kuf Pei Beis, but he meant it in Kuf Nun Vav as well. What bothered me though a little bit is, so when is it even a gay of that loch of la yilbash? Meaning it comes out now, we're saying a rizaga kula. We're saying that even though there's an iser la yilbash for a man, there's an iser la yilbash for a woman, but at the end of the day, if the minig ha-noshim, or the minig ha-noshim is to do it, in that case, you don't have an iser. So for example, let's say it's aser for a person to dye his hair. A man's not allowed to dye his hair. So why? La yilbash. But if the minig ha-noshim is to do it, or to pluck out a levonos mitoich ha-shchayres, then the churit should be aser. I mean, it seems like the Rama said it twice. He said it in Kuf Nun Vav regarding looking in a mirror, which is a real iser. He said it over here in Kuf Pei Beis regarding Maver Beis HaShechi or Beis HaErva, which is a real iser. And both times he has a gevaldig akula. So, I mean, today it would really dilute the whole iser la yilbash. A lot of things that people think are aser, mishum la yilbash, maybe wouldn't be aser. Found in the Shevet HaLevi, it's in Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Pei Beis, somebody asks Rav Vozner this shayla. This was the shayla he asked him. L'chura, based on these two Ramos, so where does it ever come to gay this iser? He was asking specifically about being malakit levonis mitoich shchayros. Uledaita, just the last, gayoim, shagam anoshim loikten levonis madua yia aser. So he says that he was mayrechin it somewhere else, and the bottom line is, he says that it's going to be aser. And he bases it on a diak in the Mechaber. The Mechaber, when he brings the halacha, it's in Sifkot and Vav, Simen Kuf Pei Beis. Also, lelakit afilu sar echod lavon mitoich hashchoyros mishum la yilbash gever. V'chein also leish litzvoya sairos levonos sheyiru shchoyros afilu saira echos. Over there, the Rama doesn't comment. And Rav Vozner held that that was a diak. That from the fact that the Rama said it where he said it, and he didn't say it where he didn't say it, in other places, vice and vice versa, it's not always true. It's only true where he said it. So as it relates to looking in a mirror, there it's going to be true. As it relates to the sar beis hashechi and beis ha-erva, over there it's going to be true. But in other places, the Rama didn't say it. And if he didn't say it, mechetes, so we have a right to just cut and paste this Rama, that l'katchil it's going to be shari, where the minhag ha-noshim is to do it. That's what Rav Vozner says. In terms of the svaris, he says maybe the svaris is that only things that are not exclusive lidon, linoyu, liyoyfi, those things when a minigah noshim is to do it, maybe over there there's a kula. But something that's exclusive, linoyu, liyoyfi. So people look in the mirrors sometimes, right? People will look in mirrors for different things. So over there you can have that halacha. But as it relates to something that you only do linoyu, why would a person dye a hair? There's no reason to do it other because he's somewhat vain. He just doesn't want. So if 100% vanity related, over there you're not going to have this kula, even if it's the minigah noshim. Over there it's always going to be us. I'll just tell you one very interesting thing. If you look at the Tiferes Yisrael right here on this Mishnah, so he says something unbelievable. Listen to this quote. He says, "Mi'achas shekasav haramah in simen kuf nun vav sha'afilu b'makim shenagu lahachmer, even in a place where people are machmer in mistakel b'mara, if a person looks in a mirror kidei lahavrik samim me'alpanav oy lahasin nutzim eroishem mutter." Right, Ramah said if a person is doing it because he wants to remove a stain from his face, or is doing it because a feather got stuck in his hair, over there it's mutter. Lachet kol misha yoytze l'rechayv, any person that's leaving his house v'choshesh, and he's worried pein yu noytze l'chuk b'vanav, so he doesn't know for sure that he has a feather in his hair, or he doesn't know for sure that he has a stain on his mouth, but maybe he does. Or maybe something's not perfect with his frock, his suit, or with his hat. Afilu hu rak sofik. That's a chiddush, because the Ramah said chaverim. Because the Talmud Chacham that doesn't look perfect, chayv miso. Shabbos kuf yudal amar aleph. V'chein tzorich liyizor lebalyir merushal bevgodav ubehifatay befnei abrios. He has to be very careful with how he presents himself befnei abrios. Ubemuchad bezman hazeh shekaver atoyr v'vaneseinu erabim kfar yored achiranes eser mailos shebe. So he says that first, it's all the tzati advar manaluf ne adoni avi moiri v'rebi agoyin zatzal v'hudel advari. He was masking. Incidentally, Rabbi Vadi Yosef in a tshuva yichavedas brings this to Pharisee Yisrael, and he himself adds udvarav nechoinim v'amitiim. But the bottom line is his sikum. He was asked the shayla Rabbi Vadi halacha lemaisa. Yeah, mirror, no mirror. And the kula really comes from the Ramah, not from the Machaber. So yeah, mirror, no mirror. Right? The svardim you think maybe should be machmir. So he says besikum bezmanenu shegam anoshim darkum lestakel b'mara ein bozem mishum layubash gever simlas isha umuter lehestakel b'mara afilu letalmidei chachamim. Either way, there's a tshuva incidentally from Moshe to Moshe Bik where they went back and forth about looking in mirrors. Not that the chassidim are very makbid in these inyanim, but the bottom line is, as it relates to the pure halacha, this is just a little bit of a tam, a little bit of a psicha to the halacha lemaisa as it relates to a yilbash, specifically regarding looking in a mirror. Zokt the Mishnah weiter. Elu dvarim shal oivdei keichavim asurin ve'isurin isra anah. The following things of Oivdei Kechavim are Osir, not only Osir, but even Osir Behana, Hayayin, wine. And by the way, we're talking about Stam Yenom Shal Oivdei Kechavim. You're not allowed to drink a guy's wine. V'hachoymetz Shal Oivdei Kechavim Shayim Mitchilas Hayayin, or vinegar that was once wine. So if a guy had wine, the wine turned into vinegar. That vinegar now is going to be Osir. Not only can't you drink it, you can't even have anah from it. The Cheres Hadayani. So that was some earthenware keli that goes back to the times of Hadrian. Thus it's called Hadayani, where people used to store wine. That's going to be Osir. Because if a guy stored wine there, the assumption is that there's now Bliyos of Yayin inside the Cheres. As a result, it's going to be Osir. The Gemara is going to discuss this in detail. The Oirois. Exactly. Levuvin, or the skin of an animal that was used for the following pagan ritual. So apparently, once upon a time, the pagans, the Evdei Vaidazara, they would take an animal and they would rip out its heart. While it was alive, they'd rip its heart out, and it was considered some sort of sacrifice, some sort of tikrevis lavidazar. So the oir of this animal now becomes asabanah. If the hole in the heart is round, then it's asar. That's a sign that it was used for this avodah zarah. Mashach, if however it's long, it's not round, then it's going to be mutabasar. Meat that is entering a base avodah zarah and you intercept it as it's about to enter, mutter, you could eat it. There's no reason not to eat it. The chiddush is v'hayotzei aser. Meat that comes out is aser. Why? Because you have to be worried that maybe this is flesh from an animal that was sacrificed l'shem avodah zarah, as a result it has a din of tekrovis avodah zarah, which is kaziv chemesim, as we're going to see in the Gemara. It's also about not, therefore you know, ha'ochel l'tarfois, if somebody meets a guy, Rashi says this was someone that was on his way to some pilgrimage. He was going for a very far way, and he's on his way to go to his avodah zarah. Also, losses for losses imam. Some rishonim say that this line l'chura should have been in the first part of the mesechta. You're not allowed to do business with him. Why? Zakr Ashi does a lumaida because he's on his way to go to his base avodah zarah. If you're going to sell him something, it's like shleisha yomim lefnei edem shalayv dekachavim. Also, losses for losses imam. In that same vein, you can't do business with these chedri either. Rabba mutar, but if they're on their way back, they have nothing to worry about. Then it's going to be. Another lachanoid is the chavim kankaneim jugs that every day by the Zohar use. V'yayin sheyisrael kandus behen. So Yid put wine not in the cheres hadaryani. That is a special place in Allah. That was mentioned earlier in the Mishnah. But these are regular, ordinary noidos and kankaneim asurin. Now I drink the wine. But yisurin is not divir Rameir. And Rameir says not just that. It's regular yayin nesach, so to speak. It's even going to be asibano. Chachamim ayimrim ein yisurin isa hana hacharzonim. That's the pit of a grape. The hazagin, the skin, shalov de kechavim of a guy's grapes, asurim v'yisurim nisra'ana. Divrei Rameir. So, as we saw, and we're going to see in great detail in the sugyas, the yayin of an eved avodah zarah is aser. Does that mean his grapes are aser? What about the chartzanim and the zagin? So the halacha is aser, and they're aser ba'ana. Divrei Rameir. V'chachamim ayimrim, it depends. Lachin, if they're moist, asurim, then they're going to be aser. The reason is because when they're moist, it means there's wine in there. The yayin of a goy is aser. Yaveshin, if it's dry, mutarin, it's going to be mutar. Hamuryas, Rashi says, shemen shaldagim. So this was some sort of tafshil that was made using the fats of fish. Ugvinas besunaiki, and the cheese that came from besunaiki, shal oivdei kechavim, asurin, isurin isra, nadiv rameir, kechavim oimrim, eini surin isra. Again, everything is going to be discussed in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Shah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi once asked Rabbi Yeshua, as they were walking together, Amalei told him, Mibnei ma asru gvinos oivdei kechavim. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua, they're walking together, and Rabbi Shmuel asks Rabbi Yeshua, I have a shayla for you. Why is gvinas akum asr? Amaloi, he told him, Mipnei shemamid enoisa bekeva shel nevela. The reason is, because when they used to make cheese, they would put it in the keva, in the stomach of a nevela. As a result, it has in it a little bit of nevela. If it has in it a little bit of nevela, fashteitzach, it's going to be us. What does this mean? In the process of making cheese, so back in the day, what people used to do, Jews, non-Jews, the process, the mahalach of making gvino was they would take the milk and they would put it inside the stomach of a dead animal or take a little bit of the keva and put it inside the milk. And that would cause a chemical reaction in the milk, which was an integral part of the process of converting milk into cheese. The bottom line is, if you buy cheese from a guy, so they presumably did this. There are other ways to do it, but there's a good chance that they did this. And if they did this, there's a bitzel nevela now inside the chalav. As a result, you're not allowed to eat gvinas akum. It's related to the issa nevela. Oh, Allah. So Rabbi Yeshua Shmuel told Rabbi Yeshua, if that's the reason, Rabbi Yeshua, that's why you're not allowed to eat gvinas akum. Let me ask you a kash. The keva of a carbon oila that was brought as a carbon is more chamer than a nevela. So Rashi, why is oila more common than nevela? Because nevela is also b'achila, but oila is also b'achila, and it's also b'ana. Not just that, if somebody is moil in an oila, even b'shoigig, he already has to bring a carbon asham. Oila is more common. Oila, even b'shoigig, oila is also b'ana. So now you need to talk about a carbon oila. That's the holiest an animal could possibly be. And a fashtink in a nevela. But which one is more chamer? The oila is more chamer than the nevela. And still, the amru, and the chachamim said, koyin shedaita yafa, a koyin who's daita yafa, meaning he's not a mafonik, he'll eat anything, he'll drink anything. Sarfai chaya, if there's a little bit of milk inside the keva, he's allowed to drink it. Now, the case is where there was a carbon oila. This oila was a nikeva, and she was a menekes. She was nursing a baby. And after they shechted the oila, there was a little bit of chalav inside the oila. Now, ordinarily, again, an oila is asabana. It's kula kola. You're not allowed to eat an oila. Stating that, a gevaldige chiddush, midai raisa al kaponim, the chalav that's left over, that remains inside the keva of the oila, is something that you're allowed to eat. you're allowed to drink. Koyin al kopanim. It's considered perish ba'alma. It's like excrement that would come out. It's not part of the animal. If it's not part of the animal, it's going to be mutter. Now, not everybody agrees that the koyin's allowed to go to katchil and do it. But even the ones that are mach and say that a koyin is not allowed to take this cholov, but they agree that a nenin, it's only an iser hanah midrabbanan. But v'loy ma'ale. But there's no iser mi'ila midrais. So what was this kasha? If you're going to tell me that you're not allowed to drink or eat, not drink, you're not allowed to eat, I'm not talking about cholov. Cholov and gvina are two different sugyas. But you're not allowed to eat gvinas akum. Why can't you eat gvinas akum? Because it was in the cave of the nevela. That may high timer, there should be a problem for the kohen to drink the milk that's inside the cave of the oila. And we know the kohen's allowed to do it. Maybe midrabban. The Chachamim said, "Ain Nehenim." There's an Israel, but that Israel is only an Issa Derabbanan. They're minded for like Mayalin that there's no Issa Deraisa. So what's the difference? Amaloi. So Rabbi Shua told Rabbi Shmuel, "I hear you're saying good. I have to tweak a little bit of what I said. It's not so much that we're worried about the cave of an ordinary nevela, but rather it's from nation. I mean, the cave as egle avodas kechavim. It's because they put it inside the cave in the stomach of an eagle that was used for avodas zara. Avodas zara is really mochama, and it's even mochama than oila. See, right, nevela we wouldn't be worried about. V'haraya oila we're not worried about. But when you're dealing already, what's at stake is avodas zara. That's why you have to be machmer. Amalei, so he told him. Rabbi Shmuel wasn't tefridin. He said imkeinoy bazoi lamalei esru b'hana. Then it should be also b'hana as well. Meaning any time you deal with something that's aser mishum avodas kechavim, it's not only aser b'achila or b'shtiyah, it's also aser b'ana. Gvina zakim is only aser b'achila. Gvina zakim is not aser b'ana. Either way, so Rabbi Shui saw he was having a hard time with Rabbi Yishmol, so he see the davar achi, he tried changing the topic. Amalei, he told him, Yishmol achi, heich atakoyre. Tell me, there's a pasuk in Shir Hashir, right in the beginning of Shir Hashir. It's the second pasuk. Yishakeni minashikas piu, ki toivim doidecha. Now, what's the context? The context is that Klal Yisrael is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the husband. He's the Ish. He's the Zachar in the muscle that is Shir Hashirim. Klal Yisrael is the Nekeva. They're the Isha. They're the bride in Shir Hashirim. And Klal Yisrael tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishakeni minashikas piyu, ki toivim doidecha miyoyin. And the question is, who's talking to who? Is it Hechat HaKoyr? Is it Ki Toivim Doidecha Miyoyin, Loshen Zachar? Klal Yisrael is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or is it Ki Toivim Doidayich Miyoyin? Says Rashi, Loshen Nekeva. Now what would it mean? If Klal Yisrael is the Nekeva, then Klal Yisrael is saying Ki Toivim Doidayich Miyoyin? Klal Yisrael, the Nekeva, should be talking to the Zachar. Doidecha, how would it be doidayach? So Rashi bavarns the kasha. So Rashi, v'hochi kamra, Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is saying, Yishakeni HaKadosh Baruch Hu, minashikas piyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should kiss us. Ki kach omar li, because didn't you tell us, ki toivim doidayach miyayin, referring to us? But al kaponim, so he tried changing the topic. So he, literally, from Gvina Zakim to Asugi and Shir Hashirim, and he says, how do you understand Pashim Shat? There's no nekudas in the klaf. So is it ki toivim doidecha? Or is it kitovim doidayich? He told him it's kitovim doidecha. Kitovim doidayich. He says kitovim doidayich is the right answer. Amalei told no ena davar kain. We don't need to have nakud. This is a little confusing. See, so ena davar kain. Rather, shari chaveri melamed olav. The next pasuk says lereach shmonecha toivim. That's your Ashir and Perakal of pasuk gimel. And there it's clearly shmonecha. It's not shmonayich. Why? So I'm showing him that explain how it's clear that that's the way it is. But the next pasuk is shmanecha, so it makes sense. Doidecha, shmanecha, that it's going in seder. Al kaparim, that was what he told him. So we had a mishnah of elu dvarim shalev dechachavim asurim v'isurin esrana. So the first thing was yayin. Zok de gemara, yayin minolon. How do you know that yayin is also? Now, when we talk about yayin, pashtis, we're talking about even yayin esach. How do you know that if a goy took yayin, he was menasach his yayin lavi dezora, that this yayin somehow becomes us? Amar Rabbi Baravu Amakro, asher chelav zivachim yoychelu, yishta yayin nesicha. So the pasuk over here talks about zivachim, the carbon that the Oved Avodah Zarah brings, and it also talks about yayin nesicham, the yayin that they're menasach. So when makishet umazav, just like a carbon itself, is asabano, af yayin ami asabano, so to yayin is going to be asabano. Vzevach gufimino. How do you know that the zevach of a the carbon that the guy brings is asabano? Dechsev, because the pasuk says, vayitz medula baal par, vayoichlu zivchem mesim. So baal par, of course, was Avodah Zarah, and it says they ate zivchem mesim.
So we refer to the Avodah Zarah as Zivchei Meis. Not Meis Asabana. Just like a Meis Asabana. Avsevach Nami Asabana. Umeis Kufay Minal and Zokta Gemara. How do you know Meis Asabana? Asya Sham Sham Egla Rufa. We don't know from Egla Rufa. Ksiv Hachifa Tomma Sham Miriam. Viksiv Hassam. Va'arfu Sham. Esa Egla. Benacha. Ma'la Halan Asabana. Just like the Egla Rufa was Asabana. Afkanami Asabana. Va'hassam Minal and Zokta Gemara. How do you know that Egla Rufa itself was Asabana? Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai. Kapara Ksiv Beik Kachim. Because it says Kapara in that Parsha. Kapara is usually a term that's used for kachim, just like kachim is aser banah, so too that's going to be aser banah. So why is yayin nesach aser? It's aser because yayin is hookish to the zevach, zevach is hookish to a mace is hookish to egla rufa, it says kapara, it's hookish to kachim. The bottom line is, this is a long-winded drasha, but what we end up with is the halacha that yayin is aser. Yayin nesach is aser. One more gemara. Yayin is aser, so that means that if a guy would have yayin, and now the yayin turned into vinegar, the vinegar would now be aser as well. Fake the gemara pshita. Why do we need that halacha? Mishum da achmitz bakalei yisur. What does a hava mina? That because the yayin went and turned into vinegar, so the iser that it had previously should be aser. If this was yayin nesach, let's talk about classic yayin. Yayin, someone was menasach lavoy duzar. Now the yayin sat around, and now it's spoiled already. It turned into vinegar. So what? Now it's not. It wasn't yayin nesach anymore. So it didn't delete. How did that change? Zach the gemara. I'm Rav Ashi ha asal hashmina. You're right. That etzim halacha is not a chiddush, but there's a agav urchi chiddush over here. That chaymet shalonu biyad oivekei chavim. Not the chiddush is that a guy's yayin that turned into chaymetz has the chaymer of yayin. But let's say a yid had yayin, and now the yid's yayin, turned into chaymetz. So does he have to be worried about the guy getting involved in his chaymetz? That the answer is no. Meaning the whole iser yayin is when the guy had it betoiras yayin. Now it changed to chaymetz. It doesn't lose its status as having once been yayin. But all the halachas of yayin will not apply to chaymetz. So for example, let's say a guy that touches a yid's yayin. It becomes problematic. If he touches a yid's chaymetz, it's not going to be a problem. It's only when it was yayin biyad ha'ovid kechavim that you have an issue. But if it was chaymetz biyad ha'ovid kechavim, over there it's not going to be an issue. An example that the Gemara gives is, let's say a yid has chaymetz and he wants to give it as a guy to a pekadim. He wants to be mafkid at biyad agoy. So yayin you can't do, because you have to be concerned he's going to use it as yayin esach. Not only that, one seal, the Gemara says, let's say it was sealed, is also not enough. You need a chaysin betoy chaysin. Because we're afraid that the guy is going to have such a taiva to be makriv this lavoda zara, he's going to rip off the chaysim and then he's going to rip off the other chaysim. So you need a chaysim betoy chaysim. Let's say you be makriv chaymetz by him, then already you don't have to be worried. Because chaymetz, you see, is not an issue. It's only if it was yayin and turned into chaymetz. But chaymetz itself is not a problem. What you need is, you need to have one chaymetz. One chaysim. Why do you have to have one chaysim? To make sure it's the same chaymetz that he's giving back. If not, you have to be concerned. Maybe you replaced it. Maybe it's not kosher. Maybe it was yayin that was chaymetz. But the point is that for chaymetz, one chaysim is enough. For yayin, two chaysamis. How do you know that? You see that from this diak. And the Gemara just explains. Why for chaymetz shalanu do you not need a chaysim betay chaysim? Because imishum in tzuchi, what are you worried about? You're worried that the guy is going to want it because he's going to want to be menasach eloi menaschi. You're not menasach chaymetz. You're worried that he might swap it. Yeah, that's a real concern. But keep in mind, as long as you have one, if that's already enough. Amar Rabbi Lo, similar halacha. Shaninu, the Mishnah said, Yayin mevushel shal oivdei kechavim, shahaya mitchilasa yayin os. This is a brice. That if you have yayin mevushel of an oivdei kechavim, that was once not mevushel, meaning it was yayin, and then he was mevashel that the guy was. That halacha is aser, that's going to be aser. Fake the Gemara, pshita mishum de ifshel pagal ha'yisur, is there a havamina that when you mevashel the yayin, same kash. Just like there's no habimina that if the yayin turns into chaymetz, what's the habimina if you vashel it should be also? I'm ravashi also lashmina, and you're right. The chiddush is the yayin mevushel shalonu biyad evikechave in tzar chaysim betay chaysim. It's only the goy's yayin that became mevushel that is problematic. But if the wine started mevushel, then you don't have the issues. Goyim are not menasech yayin mevushel. The only menasech yayin that's in a mevushel. The main afkamina, if you want to give a guy a pekadin, and the pekadin is yayin, and the yayin is mevushel. If it was eight of mevushel, you'd need a chaysim betay chaysim. If it's mevushel, all you need is one chaysim. Why? Because imishim and tzuchi, what are you worried? That he's going to rip off the chaysim, he's going to want it to be menasech it, loy menaschi. They're not menasech yayin mevushel. The imishim echlufi, if you're worried about a chlufi, given the ikka chaysim echad, loy taruchum ezayif, one is going to be enough. So again, this is really just a spring. Springboard for
blot after blot after blot of gemaras and sugyas that we're going to get into. The ikas sugyas of Yayin, by the way, are more in the nun, so they're really about 20 blot or so away. So we'll speak out some random Yetz Hashem when we learn that flamid, but just one ha'ara, and that is, just to be clear, elu dvarim shal oivdek echavim asurin, v'isurin iser hana. What was the first thing? Yayin. What does that mean? Does that mean Yayin nesech? Or does that mean even you just want to buy a bottle of wine that's not kosher? You want to go to an Eved Avodah Zarah, you know he makes wine in his basement, you want to buy a bottle of wine. What does it mean? It means stam yeinon. So it gets a little bit confusing sometimes because really, a person is not allowed to eat yayin from a guy, pas from a guy, shemen from a guy. This dip, gvina, chalav, I mean, these are all the sugyas that we're going to learn. Now, those things have nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. There's no chalav nesech. There's no gvina nesech. There's no pas nesech. They have nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Yayin is special because yayin, the goyim, used to be menasech l'Avodah Zarah. And being there with menasech l'Avodah Zarah, it's for that reason there's an element of Avodah Zarah. But the truth is that even if goyim weren't menasech yayin l'Avodah Zarah, it would be loy gara from shemen. It'd be like Gara from Pas, and again, we're going to learn these sugyas together, we're going to see that. But this is where it plays itself out, l'alocha. Number one, when the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to drink or have anah from Yayin Shalavid, it doesn't mean Yayin, it means Stam Yayinah. Any wine of a guy, you're not allowed to have hanah from. And the reason is because of Yayin Nesach. Why is it Gara and Cholav and all these other things? The answer is because those other things, being that they have nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. When the Chachamim Aser, they only Aser it Bachila. They didn't Aser it Bahana. Yayin, because there's a Tzad Avodah Zarah, because Goyim are Menasech Yayin L'Avodah Zarah, and there's always a little bit of a Chashash that maybe the guy was Menasech Yayin L'Avodah Zarah, it's for that reason it's going to be Aser only, I mean it's going to be Aser even Bahana. So the Yayin Nesech plays a role in Stam Yeinam as well. Every time you deal with a Stam Yeinam, you want to buy wine from a guy, there's a Yayin Nesech component. The Yayin Nesech only manifests itself with regards to the Isra Ana. As it relates to Isra Achir, you have to come on to Yayin Nesech. It's really more with regards to the Isra Ana. It's the first Tosfos on Daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis that we just spoke out. It's also a Tosfos in Shabbos, Daf Yudayin Amid Beis. A lot more to talk about. Yetz Hashem over the coming Daf.